Hey everyone, welcome back to the Double Click Podcast. This week we are on part three on the topic of God's will. All right, so we're on part three of God's will. In the last 2 weeks, if this is the first time you're listening, we strongly encourage you to go back and go check out those previous two podcast, yeah. Especially the first one, because we really started to focus on really when it comes to God's will, what God's concerned about is your moral and spiritual and relationship with Him.
Yeah, like, everything builds focus. From that.
Everything builds from that. We did get into the second week on how do you handle those earthly decisions, like what school you're going to go to, job, financial stuff, who you're going to marry, do I buy this car, do I make this call? We did get into that. The first one's really the predecessor to that. Mm-hmm. And this week, we kind of want to take a little bit of a different turn, because we want to get into a little bit more of the understanding of when we run into problems when we follow God's will. And what I mean by problems is not problems from God, not that He could ever do anything wrong, but when it doesn't go the way we think it's going to go.
Yeah.
Like, because there's been multiple times in my life and in lives of my friends around me where I've seen people and I've experienced where I've stepped and gone the direction that I think and feel God wants me to go, like I would use the phrasing, hey, God led me to this, mm-hmm. and then it doesn't go well.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't work. And then the door gets slammed, and then the path ends.
Yeah.
And it gets a little nasty,
yeah,
so to speak. Like, it's almost like you go into this place where, and in my experience, what happens is it causes you to question so many things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it puts you into this dark spiritual place where all of a sudden you go, well, did I hear God correctly? Mm-hmm. Do I know how to hear God? Do I have mm-hmm. a clear understanding?
Mm-hmm.
And it can really trip you up and put you into a dark spiritual season.
Yeah. Well, and I think a lot of times we can, if we feel like we have pursued God and followed God down a path and then a door shuts or something ends badly, again, if we don't have that episode one of yeah. God's will yeah. for us, then that goes, I've missed something. This ended poorly. But ultimately, even if we go down a path and the door shuts or something seems like it's ended poorly, oftentimes we can step back and evaluate and go, but what did God do in me in this situation, in this closed door situation?
Yeah.
What is He teaching me?
Yep.
So again, it all hinges on that part one understanding of ultimately God's will for our life is not left or right, up or down, forwards, backwards. It's know me. Know who I am and tell others about me, and that's my will. And so as you pursue things, as you pursue doors that open, as you pursue doors that get closed, I am going to continue to grow you and make you more like me. And so I think oftentimes if we run into those closed door situations, we spiral out of control going, this was a terrible thing.
Yeah.
But ultimately it's just a perspective shift to go,
yeah,
you know what? The door did close. This ended poorly, but God's still good, and there's still something for me to learn in this.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the immediate takeaways, because what I wrote up on the board was the question of, does God lead us down paths where the door shuts?
Mm-hmm.
And to answer that blatantly, I fully believe that's something that God does.
Yeah.
Like, I think there are times He calls us, and from our perception, the door shuts. But I think, like what you just said, is perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Is we feel that God leads us down this, hey, I want you to go here and do this. And so we sell everything we have, we go, and then it doesn't work out. And what we fail to see is that the destination of that leading was not the goal.
Mm-hmm.
The path on that yeah. leading was the goal.
Yeah, He wants to know, are we obedient to follow?
Yes. I mean, think about Abraham and Isaac. Like, yeah. God literally led Abraham to a place and then said, stop.
Yeah.
He told him to go do something and then said, stop. But it was he willing to go that far?
Yeah.
And so that's one example immediately, very early on in Scripture, you see where God calls someone to go do something and then the direction changes.
Mm-hmm.
Abraham acts in obedience and then he acts in obedience again.
Yeah.
And that's one of those things you've got to have an understanding about is we are always going to be tempted to think destination from point A to point B.
Mm-hmm.
And we forget that it's a lot of that journey. So to answer question one right out of the gate, you as a believer, you are going to experience times in your walk where you feel like God wants you to go over here and you start on that journey and then you never get there.
Yeah. And for me, a big understanding is I often would think that following God and pursuing His will was very linear. So you go from this thing to the next thing, and that involves never having a step backwards. And again, we talked about this in the last podcast, that God's ways are different. His ways are higher. He doesn't think in the same economy, in the same way that we do here on this earth and with our finite brains. And so what has often earthly looked like stepping back to me from going, hey, I'm A, I'm going to B, now I'm going to C. Now wait, now you want me to go back to B?
Yeah.
Sometimes He wants you to go to a completely different, a whole different letter, a whole different number. And it's like, this doesn't make any sense. But in that pursuit, as we look back, as those doors shut, as things seem to kind of go, I thought I was following this path. For me, I've been able to look back and go, it really doesn't work in a linear line all the time like that. It's really just being faithful to follow from one thing to the next.
Yeah, and I mean, it's like Mario, right? You can't go back.
Right.
And that's the thing. Like, I mean, think about, like, for us in our brains, when we're taking it on that linear mode, we go down the path, we hit the wall, the door shuts, whatever, and then we try to come back. And we think we're coming back down that path, but in reality, you can't come back down the path.
Mm-hmm.
Like, God has led you down that experience for a reason. He has allowed that experience for a reason. Going out even further, even if you sinfully dove the wrong direction, God is going to use that for your benefit.
Yeah.
And that's something we have to remember. Like, if you went down it selfishly and were disobedient. I mean, just think about Jonah, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Jonah was told to go down a path, didn't, so he ran the other way. Well, God led him back, and it just added fuel to the fire of His message to the people He was supposed to speak to.
Yep.
And so that's something we have to have an understanding of. And I think one of the temptations, or one of the things I see that cause people to be led down a path and then it doesn't work out, that completely stagnates their growth, is you get this feeling of, when that door shuts, is I missed my chance.
Mm.
And I see this all the time. And I think this is a pattern you see all throughout the Christian walk, is people go through these seasons where they felt called to ... and then something happened. They didn't make the decision to go down that path. They didn't get the opportunity. They had to, something else happened. They had to go somewhere else. And so people end up carrying this spiritual chip on their shoulder of, I missed my chance.
Yeah.
Instead of understanding, like, no, that calling might still be there.
Yeah.
It really might, but you're not going to get to it that way.
Well, and it begs the question, who was really ultimately in control for you then?
Right.
Do you have the power as an earthly human to miss a chance of something that God has in His will for you?
Yep.
I don't think we have that strength and ability to go, I made this not happen. You know, I think I think God can close doors, and I think opportunities can change and can shift, but ultimately we don't have that authority and that ability to go, well, I didn't do X, Y, or Z. I missed it. It's all over. It's done. God can't redeem it. God can't, you know, we're just not that strong. We just don't have that strength. He's the one that is ultimately in control. And so, yeah, I do think we hit dead ends, but I think, again, that teaches us. It goes back and links back to phase one and part one of it. It ultimately just helps provide clarity and strengthen our relationship as we depend on Him to go, okay, then what's next?
Yeah, and then there's part of that where you have to release understanding why.
Mm, come on, yeah.
Right? Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, like, you've got to understand the path God has you on. You will never understand the reason that everything's happening.
Mm.
And you got to let it go. You want to know why? Because you are not God.
That's right.
Right?
That's
one of the ones, sinfully with me, that's a big struggle for me. Like, I need God to tell me why, how, and exactly what's going to happen before I move, right?
Yeah. Well, I think that's why there's so much, I want to know God's will. And I don't think it's necessarily this really evil, I want to be like God, but if you go back to the garden, right?
Right,
we took a bite of that fruit because we wanted to know things. We wanted our eyes to be open. And that's what drives us so much to go, what are the signs? What are the things? Because I want to know what's next in my life. And ultimately, we're grasping at something that we can never fully know.
Yep.
It goes back to, again, I know we keep beating on part one here, but like, knowing God and having a relationship with Him, ultimately, guys, that is it. Every other decision and everything that comes out of a daily life with the Lord, it's going to change, it's going to flux, it's going to, you know, it's going to do all these different things, but what stays the same is who He is and who we are if we're secure in Him.
And really, it's a the whole God leads us somewhere, a door's closed. It's an exercise in surrender.
That's right.
It is an absolute exercise in you surrendering more and more and more. Because here's also what happens. Like, you have the I missed it side of things. You also have the, well, I'm not going to do that again.
Yeah.
And that's where I always cause a red light within myself. Like, that's one of the questions I always ask within myself spiritually when I am hurtfully led down a path that it didn't end well.
Mm-hmm.
And God led us down this path. And for me, it didn't end well. It didn't end with me, like, egotistically getting all the praise and the glory, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. Is I have to realize it's an exercise in surrender. Because if God asked me to do it over again, would I be obedient?
Mm.
And if, I'm going to be really honest. When you're talking about spiritual maturity and growth, there's an aspect of your relationship with God to where you have to be willing to put yourself back out there for His glory.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing, all right, and here's where something you just said made this click. If you're talking about discipleship and investing in the lives of sinful, broken humans called other believers and other people, you are going to go down a path where the door shuts over and over again.
Mm.
If you're going to evangelize and take the risk to present the gospel to somebody,
that's right.
You have to be okay with the majority of the time not getting a response. Yeah,
you don't have that power. God does that work.
Exactly. It's up to you being, as you say all the time, it's obedience over outcome.
That's right.
And that means that we have to be obedient, trust, and then when it doesn't work out the way we want it to, go down the same path again.
Yeah.
At least from our feeling.
Yeah. And in both cases, whether doors open or close, I love this word of surrender that you're bringing up, because even if things, let's say everything worked out good.
Yep.
God's will, what do you want me to do? Oh, He wants me to go here. That door opened. That still involves surrender. Because again, we can so easily go in and go, I got through that door, God opened that door, got that opportunity, now I'm going to take control. No, we still have to live in a place of surrender. Yep. And even when that door slams shut in our face and the opportunity doesn't work out, that's still at a place of surrender to go, I am not in control here. God is in control here. And again, obedience over outcome. I'm just, Lord, what is my next faithful step? Let me do that and trust You that You'll work out whatever needs to work out on the other side of it.
And the way this shapes in my mind, and I know not everybody thinks the way I do, but for me, it's a battle of commitment to God. Like, when you go down these paths and the door shuts and all these things, like it is this big mental exercise where the temptation starts to become, I'm going to bail for a while, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not going to go back down that path. And what it becomes is this point of faith and mental fortitude to where you're going like, nope, I'm going to continue to trust God that He wants me to do this. And when I think about this, a lot of times I think about the Old Testament prophets.
Mm-hmm.
Like, think about the summation of a lot of these guys' lives. Hey, God has called me to go deliver this message to this people so that they will repent. And then in their lifetime, nothing ever happens.
Mm.
Their job was to deliver the message. And even beyond their lifetime, the people did not repent.
Yeah.
God had to come in and follow through with the threat, the wrath of God that He was going to bring in. And so you have to think about, like, our role. It is more important for us and our relationship with God than our action.
Yeah.
Our action's outcome.
Yeah. I think it asks the question, what is our pursuit?
Yeah.
Is our pursuit success? Yeah. Meaning an open door or a choice well chosen, like I chose the right one? Or is the pursuit just following after the Lord? Is it, I know God's asked me to go in this direction, and I'm going to go in this direction. And you know what? At the end of the day, if the door slams shut, I can still sleep well knowing that I've followed God and pursued what He wanted me to do. And so I think that really highlights for us to go, what is our pursuit in this? Is it the Lord and what He has for us? Or is it some kind of specific outcome or success that we're chasing? And if it's an open door or a closed door, then we're either going to feel really good if we get through the open door, or we're going to feel really bad if we get through the close, or if the door closes in our face. But I think a way to avoid that altogether is to go, I'm not pursuing open or closed doors. Mm. I'm pursuing what the Lord's moving in my life. As I have a relationship with Him and perceive Him moving, I'm going to join Him. And whether that's opened or closed, left, right, I'm going to follow.
You know, there are people I've encountered within ministry, believers, volunteers, that there are times I sit back and I go, how are they still doing this?
Mm.
Like, they seem like, from my perception, they seem like they are in their role, continuing down this path with the same passion they had on day one. They're consistent. Nothing ever gets in their way. And not only that, from my perception, they're like, they're who I want to be when I grow up.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like that, like there have been multiple times I've used that phrase of, about people, and it's because they seem to be able to do that. They seem to be able to step in and be obedient and content in the obedience of what they need to do. They experience heartbrokenness over a broken, sinful world. They have a strong desire. There are times when it's tough. But I watch their lives and their ministry, and if I were talking about on a we want to understand earthly level of success, those are the people that are the most successful.
Yeah.
Because they stay with it. They're there, and they know that, hey, God is asking me to do this, and I'm going to do it. And they have surrendered.
Yeah.
And that's where I want to get to. I don't feel like I'm there yet. I really don't.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I still have that battle. Maybe that's the feeling those people have too in their time with God. But I mean, when it comes down to when you're talking about this being led down perceptively closed doors paths, like understand that it's all about our surrender and our relationship with God, not the outcome.
Right.
So with that, we just want to leave you. We hope these three series that Justin and I have really enjoyed about God's will have been beneficial to you. Really, we just want to encourage you to continue to pursue God, to seek Him, and understand that that is the primary. If you go back to our first podcast on this, part one, that is the primary, to know God, to know Him, and to have a relationship with Him, and that you're seeking Him. That is the primary. We hope this is encouraging you. Once again, if you have any questions, thoughts, comments, you can email matt@richfork.com or justin@richfork.com. We thank you for listening, and we pray that you'll grow closer to God this week. Thanks for listening.